All right, good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us. We just wanted to, the Senator and I just wanted to get together and maybe clear the air a little bit concerning some of the details of Senate Bill 613, and particularly an amendment that was attached by the good Senator. And so we're going to open up for questions after we make a few comments. I think I'm going to ask the Senator if she would be kind enough to kind of begin the discussion, and then I've got a couple of comments to make, and we'll be happy to answer any questions. So, Senator Nasheed.
First and foremost, let me just thank you all for coming out. But I will say to you, the amendment that I offered on Senator Nieves's bill, it really, really, it's the right thing to do. We have murders each and every day due to guns in the city of St. Louis. And many guns are stolen each and every day in the city of St. Louis. And guess what? There's no reporting of stolen guns. And so the amendment was a simple amendment. You know, it was basically to report stolen guns within 72 hours. And I just am appalled by the fact that the NRA, those individuals that say that they protect, that they support gun safety and gun security, that they would come out against this bill. But I also would like to commend my senator for not bucking down to pressure. The amendment was not a bad amendment. It was an amendment that basically said reporting is required for stolen guns. So he did the right thing by allowing for the amendment to go on, and I stand with him only with the amendment.
Well, I'm glad she put it that way, because as you can all well imagine, it is very rare that Senator Nasheed and I agree on any issues, and I'm not even sure we totally agree on this being the greatest amendment that's ever been thought of in the history of legislation. But, you know, here's what happens. During the legislative process, we do have to work together, both sides of the aisle. We have to try to come to some sort of an agreement between people that have totally divergent views. And so while, just as I told the Senator and just as I told many of you yesterday, it's not that I'm raising this amendment on a flagpole and saying it's the greatest thing in the world. What I am saying is it's a demonstration of senators working together, okay? Now, the main thing I wanted to talk about this morning is I want to straighten out a little bit of misinformation that's been out there. Unfortunately, and we haven't had a chance yet to speak with the NRA, neither me nor my office, but unfortunately the NRA is, I believe, confusing the amendment that was attached with a bill that was not attached. There is a bill, Senate Bill 556, that does contain many of the provisions that the NRA has been talking about, but let's be clear. The amendment that has been attached to this bill does not create a crime. It does not have a penalty of $1,000. It does not include weapons or firearms that have been lost. It exclusively talks about firearms that have been stolen, and that the requirement to report it begins, the 72 hours begins when the person is made aware. So here's the last thing I want to mention before we go to questions, and that is, I don't know if your cameras are going to be able to focus in enough on this, but you know, in the absence of good, intellectually honest debate, you cannot come up with good results. And so what I'm calling on the NRA to do right now is to clear up the confusion that they have created with this document that they've disseminated, and I'm going to have it in bigger print for your cameras in just a minute, okay? But this is the document they are disseminating. This document is riddled with absolute untruths. This document would suggest that the amendment has a $1,000 penalty. This document, this information would say that the bill requires you to report a lost firearm at the time that you knew it was lost or should have known that it was lost. Let me help you to understand something, ladies and gentlemen. What this information from the NRA is purporting is simply not true. And so what I want to say to all of my good Second Amendment supporting friends out there, and even people that that are members of the NRA, I love the NRA. I've had a great relationship with the NRA for 12 years. The NRA has endorsed me in primaries, which is something that they rarely do. So I think I've got some street cred when it comes to being able to talk about things that are important to the NRA. This, I believe, is an accidental, this is kind of like a misfire on the part of the NRA. I think they were confused. between what the amendment says and what a separate bill says. And so this is what the NRA, and I still don't know if this print is big enough for your cameras to get it, but this is what the NRA is saying the amendment does. And let's contrast that to what the amendment actually says. Right here, between my fingers, is the entire language of the amendment. The entire language of the amendment, okay? So what I think is happening here is an unfortunate thing. Unfortunately, it happens sometimes in shooting sports. It's called a misfire. It's called hitting the wrong target, aiming at the wrong target. And so what I'm calling on the NRA to do right now is enter into an intellectually honest discussion about what this amendment says. For years in this building, I have railed on what I might refer to as the liberal left. And I have accused the liberal left of failing to have intellectually honest discussions about issues, okay? So I'm not gonna sit here when a good friend makes the same mistake. And make no mistake, the NRA is a good friend to me, okay? But when a good friend makes the same mistake that I have railed on others for making, I'm not gonna sit back and not call it into question. And so the issue is very simple here with me. Do I love and respect Senator Nasheed? Of course. Do we work together? Of course. Am I crazy about her amendment? No. But we work together on it, right? And so all I'm saying is, if the NRA wants to fight the amendment, I'm perfectly okay with that. But let's do it from a position of intellectual honesty so that we can arrive at a real answer.